Happy New Year, Governor Bob McDonnell.
Love you. Nice to be on with you. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Thank you so much. The 2013 General Assembly convenes January 9th. I know you're going to unveil the full agenda in your State of the Commonwealth address on the night of the 9th. But before we start talking about some highlights from your agenda, I'm going to pose this question, a really simple question. What is the Virginia General Assembly?
The General Assembly is our legislative body. Of course, you know, it goes back to 1619. It's the oldest continuously legislative body in the free world. It's a great part of Virginia's tradition now, 390-plus years old. And, you know, Mr. Jefferson helped to put together the construct of the modern assembly by outlining a citizen legislature, which means people are only in session for 45 days. 60 days, and then they go back home and work and live in the communities they represent, and then come back to the General Assembly of the Representatives once a year to get the people's business done and pass laws or repeal laws. So that is the General Assembly.
And that is what I wanted you to point out. It's the people's business. So all Virginians should get involved with Virginia's General Assembly.
Well, that's a very good point. And I served 14 years in the General Assembly before becoming Attorney General and Governor, and I can tell you the process of democracy, Clovia, only works if people are involved, engaged. I know a lot of people, and probably some of your listeners say, hey, you know, like, there's nothing we can do. What can one person do? They don't listen. That's just not true. Mm-hmm. One person can do a lot, and legislators do listen. They receive calls and emails and faxes, and they do public opinion polls. So people speaking up and saying what's on their mind makes a difference.
Hundreds of bills will be introduced before the state legislature, and if they're passed, you're going to sign them into law July 1 of this year. So it's also important for all of us as a community and the Commonwealth of Virginia to get involved with the 2013 General Assembly session. So with that in mind, we're going to do some highlights from your agenda, and which you're going to roll out the full agenda on the 9th. Let's start with K-12 education. And I understand you're calling for a 2% pay increase for all teachers, the first in 5 years, Governor.
We have some significant priorities this year. Transportation and K-12 education are at the top of the list. And, Clovia, the reason for that is I want to fix some problems that will lay the foundations for a brighter future for our citizens, more access to the American dream, better jobs. And the two impediments right now I think to having a healthier, stronger Virginia are having a better school system and having a better road system. So those are our priorities. We've announced some of the K-12 reforms already. It starts with great teachers and great classrooms, with good, accountable schools that are properly funded. The goal is this. Every young person ought to graduate from a good school, career-ready or college-ready. If they don't, then we've failed. And they failed. So we started with teacher professionalism and excellence, 2% pay raise for teachers, $15 million incentive pool for performance pay, Teacher Excellence Academy creation, a teacher cabinet to advise me on education issues. So we're starting with teachers. I'll be laying out some additional reforms in school excellence and school accountability and the Teach for America program and school report cards and some other things that will provide more innovation, technology in our classrooms. And then finally, we'll have some announcements next week about school choice, improving the number of charter schools that we have in our state. So all these together will improve our system. Clovia, I'm really worried about, even though our dropout rates are down, our graduation rates are up, that's good. But we've got some schools that are not performing as well as they should, particularly in some of the urban and rural areas. And on an international scale, we've got some of our rankings in math and science and social studies. We're falling to now 14th or 17th, 25th in some of these international rankings about how American schools compare to other countries. That's just unacceptable. So we've got to do better, and that's what this tax to reforms is aimed to do.
And actually, your 2% pay increase includes not only teachers, but guidance counselors, librarians, instructional aid principals,
yep,
and assistant principals. Yep. And I think that's important.
It's all instructional personnel, anybody that touches the classroom. And it's disappointing. You know, we did a lot of research over the last year. I sent groups to Louisiana, to Finland, that's got some of the top-ranked schools in the world. And they go out and recruit the best and brightest kids they can out of college to pick. And then they pay them well. They pay them like doctors and lawyers over in Finland to teach. I mean, we really elevate the teaching profession. And we need to do that better here in America. We've got great teachers, but We need the very best people if they're going to teach the next generation. And these teachers haven't been given a pay increase in 5 years, and I think a small 2% pay raise is appropriate.
I think so, too. Let's move into transportation. You said at your statewide transportation conference last month, the time to address these challenges is now. We cannot wait any longer. That is why you'll be submitting a comprehensive transportation funding package included for the 2013 General Assembly session. Let's expound on that.
You know, one of the things that really creates an impediment to attracting business and jobs is our road and bridge and rail and mass transit network. We've got knocked down from number one to number three in the business rankings among the states. It's not bad, but it's a concern because of our transportation network. Northern Virginia is the most congested region in the country, according to the Texas Transportation Institute. So we've got to do better. And the bottom line is just a math problem. We've got about $400 million a year now, $500 million by 2018, that is being taken from construction to put into just maintaining our roads, which means we have less and less money for new roads to be built or new bridges to be built. So I'm going to propose a significant transportation funding package. It'll be well over $500 million a year to really get us back on track and build infrastructure. It means less time for mom and dads and kids in the car, and it means safer roads, and it means more of an ability to attract jobs to Virginia. And I hope the General Assembly will pass it. I'm going to be insistent that they not leave until they pass a bill.
So instead of just maintaining our roadways and infrastructure, we have the money, free up the money, and just build new construction.
Well, that's right. But it's also about doing it in a smart way, using smart traffic technology and making sure we reform VDOT the best we can to have the most effective network of road management that we can. But the bottom line is these roads don't get built for free. We've got $14 billion of projects out there now, which is terrific. But we've got safety improvements that need to be made on 95 in and around the Richmond area. We've got mega projects that need to be completed in Hampton Roads in Northern Virginia. We've got passenger rail and transit issues that have to be addressed in a modern society in and around Central and Northern and even Roanoke, Virginia. So these don't come for free, and it's a matter of priorities using general fund monies, and it's a matter of some select new revenues we need in order to fund a world-class transportation system.
I would like to mention Virginia's unemployment rate fell to 5.6% in November. Now, 150,000 net new jobs have been created since you took office as governor.
Well, I'm pleased with that. It's been a bipartisan accomplishment. We've got the second lowest unemployment rate now east of the Mississippi, behind, I think, only Vermont. And so I'm pleased with that, but we still got a couple hundred thousand Virginians that can't find jobs. That's just not acceptable. So it still remains the top claim on my time is creating jobs, making the private sector work better. I want every young person, in fact, persons of every age, to have access to the American dream, and so much of that comes through having a decent job over here. So we've got to do better. We're doing okay. We're trying to manage our money right. As you know, we've had three surpluses in a row now in Virginia, totaling $1.4 billion. A lot of that money is going back into everything from water quality to the rainy day fund to transportation to education. And so we're pleased with the way the money is being managed, but we have great uncertainty because of the mess in Washington. Washington is broke, $16 trillion in debt, and it's broken. It's dysfunctional in terms of how they manage our money, manage our affairs. Every couple months, there's a fiscal cliff and drama up there. And so none of this helps us create jobs when there's so much uncertainty out of Washington. And I'm going to continue to focus this last year on getting people to getting people back to work.
Let's talk about higher education. Proposals include $31 million in higher education budget amendments to make college more affordable and support enrollment growth in Virginia.
2 years ago, we started on a major course of dramatic reform in higher education. We've got great schools in Virginia, but again, you rest on your laurels and you start losing, and we're not going to do that. So we set a goal in statute of 100,000 new degrees with a focus on over the next 15 years so we can dramatically increase opportunities for kids in Virginia, focusing on science, technology, engineering, math, things to create good new jobs for people in Virginia, make our colleges more efficient, keep tuition down, keep kids out of debt, and it's working. To fund that, we put $350 million of new money into higher education, and so this year, Clovia, we've had the lowest tuition increase in over a decade. and we've got about 8,000 new slots now for Virginia kids in our schools, which is a good start. So this year I'm continuing that funding process with $31 million of new money, bumping up our TAD grants from $2,800 to $3,100 for kids going to private schools, private colleges. And all of this is about finding ways to train more young people in Virginia so that they can get good jobs.
Education and economics go hand in hand. You will unveil
Absolutely.
Your full agenda at the opening session of the General Assembly on January 9th. We want to make sure that all folks in Virginia get involved with Virginia's General Assembly. You hire these legislators. They work for you. Put them to work. And Governor Bob McDonnell, thank you so much.
All right, Clevia, keep up the great work on Radio 1. If anybody needs to know who their legislators are, how to get in touch with me or them, just go to www.virginia.gov, and all that information is there. And let your people know. You, Clevia, you said it exactly right. These people elected office, including me, we work for you. We work for 8 million Virginians, and people really do listen and respond. So thanks for having me on.